You've already publicly declared that you will, for all intents and purposes, violate state law by allowing marriage licenses for same-sex couples. Why?
Well, as an elected official in North Carolina, my number one responsibility under Article 6, Section 7 of our state constitution is to uphold the United States Constitution ahead of all other laws and ordinances from any state. So all I'm saying is that I think based on every decision that I've read from the federal courts about same-sex marriage, I don't see how Amendment 1, the part of the North Carolina Constitution that purports to prohibit same-sex marriages, I don't see how it survives the analysis that's laid out in United States versus Windsor or Romer versus Evans.
And I just want to make clear, the U.S. versus Windsor is, of course, the case that struck down part of the Defense of Marriage Act last year. What if someone in your office does have, for their own moral or ethical reasons, disagrees with your stance on the way that you are interpreting, be it right or wrong, what the Constitution says about and your oath says about who you should be serving first, the Constitution or the laws put out by the state of North Carolina, and they do not want to be part of granting these marriage licenses. Someone who has been in this office for much longer than you have, this is their job. What do you think about that?
Well, every marriage license that's issued by a county register of deeds office is really ultimately issued under the authority of the register him or herself. So, if there's somebody who doesn't feel comfortable doing it, has questions about the legal issues involved here, that's fine. They don't have to sign anything. I will sign it.
Let's talk on a bigger realm. If the long-term interest of the Democratic Party is to take the governorship, and that's something that Attorney General Roy Cooper looks like he might try, do you think that in any way this could be putting him in a bad spot by forcing him to defend the gay marriage ban within North Carolina because he's going to have to counter something that another Democrat is doing?
Yeah, well, freedom and justice and equality are putting me in a bad spot, too. Too bad.
What are you hearing from those people in Orange County, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, for taking the stand?
Yeah, my Facebook wall is pretty well exploding. I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from people from all over Orange County. I think there are also some people who feel sympathy for Deborah Brooks, who was my opponent in the race.
A long-term incumbent.
Who was the incumbent, exactly, who had served Orange County for a long time. And, I'm grateful to Deborah for her service to our county. I just disagree with her on this one point. And I think some people feel like it's some kind of symbolic issue. But I can tell you for example, the woman who contacted me recently, whose mother's life is being ripped apart because her partner died suddenly in eastern North Carolina. And now the mother's partner's family has come in to take all the possessions from the home, to take pictures, bank accounts, and even the home itself from my correspondent's mother. She's out on the street. She has no protection. She had no say in the funeral planning. She had no access at the hospital. This stuff is not hypothetical. It's not theoretical. It's real people's lives at stake.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me about it.
Thanks for having me on.
Mark Chilton is set to become the Orange County Register of Deeds. He has stated that he will grant same-sex marriage licenses when he takes office. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.